First, it's crucial to inject a personal touch into whatever the AI generates. You know, really making the text reflect their own experiences and tailoring it to the specific job they're aiming for. This personalization makes a big difference in catching a recruiter's attention. Then, it's about refining what the AI comes up with.
Renata Bernardi, and this is the Job Hunting Podcast, where I interview experts and professionals and discuss issues that are important for job hunters and those who are working to advance their careers. So make sure that you subscribe and follow, and let's dive right in. Hi, ChatGPT. Thank you for agreeing to be interviewed on my podcast once again. Our first conversation was exactly 1 year ago, and the episode was really popular with the listeners. But I believe that for the past 12 months, we learned a lot more about how you can help our careers and our work life. And I have new questions for you. Are you ready?
I'm glad to hear the last episode resonated with your audience, Renata. It sounds like a great idea to revisit the topic with fresh insights and updates. Feel free to share the questions you have in mind for this new interview, and we can dive into how ChatGPT and AI technologies are currently shaping the professional landscape.
Well, suffice to say, I believe you have completely changed the landscape when it comes to corporate writing. For example, today I received a corporate newsletter that probably goes out to thousands of people, and it was abundantly clear that it had been written by you, ChatGPT.
It's interesting to see how widely AI tools like ChatGPT are being adopted in corporate communications, isn't it? They can certainly enhance efficiency and consistency in creating content, from newsletters to reports. We need to explore both the benefits and the nuances of integrating AI into various types of corporate writing. This could include discussing best practices and perhaps some ethical considerations.
I agree. ChatGPT, what do you believe are the best practices for professionals to adopt when getting your help for corporate writing? More specifically, for our listeners, those using ChatGPT to draft resumes and cover letters, what are your best suggestions for them?
When professionals use ChatGPT to help draft resumes and cover letters, it's really about enhancing what they can do on their own. First, it's crucial to inject a personal touch into whatever the AI generates. You know, really making the text reflect their own experiences and tailoring it to the specific job they're aiming for. This personalization makes a big difference in catching a recruiter's attention. Then, it's about refining what the AI comes up with. Users should adjust the output to make sure it sounds like them and represents their professional brand accurately. This might mean tweaking the tone, rearranging points to highlight the most relevant experiences, or adding specific terms that are common in their industry. Checking the facts is another key step. If the AI helps quantify achievements, like increases in sales or improvements in efficiency, it's important to make sure those figures are spot on. Getting feedback is also invaluable. After drafting with ChatGPT, showing the documents to a mentor, a peer, or a career coach can provide new insights and help polish the content even further. And on the topic of ethics, it's all about honesty in how you present your qualifications and achievements, regardless of the help from AI. Lastly, staying updated on the latest developments in AI can help users make the most of these tools, ensuring they're using the technology both effectively and responsibly.
Well, as a coach, what I think is great about using you to help my clients who are job seeking is that you are a logical tool. This means that you are not emotionally attached to your career background or the job advertised. So when you present a draft resume and a cover letter, it tends to present it in a very matter-of-fact way and much more succinctly than a human would normally do. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely, I agree. The objective and logical nature of AI like ChatGPT can be a significant advantage in drafting professional documents like resumes and cover letters. Since AI doesn't have personal biases or emotional attachments, it can help present information clearly and succinctly, focusing purely on the facts and achievements. This can lead to more straightforward, focused documents that communicate the essential qualifications and experiences without unnecessary embellishment. This objective approach can be particularly useful for job seekers who might struggle to distill their vast experiences into concise points or find it challenging to prioritize their achievements. AI can help highlight what's most relevant for the job in question, helping the candidate make a strong impression. Using AI as a tool in this way also allows individuals to step back and view their professional narrative more objectively, which can be incredibly beneficial during a job search. What do you think about exploring this aspect further on the podcast? It might offer a fresh perspective on how AI complements the human elements of job searching.
Absolutely. Let's dive into this issue further, ChatGPT. Thank you. In fact, one issue that I have noticed, such as when I mentioned to you before the newsletter that I had received this morning that was written by you, is that ChatGPT has its own writing style, right? You have your own writing style. You have your favorite words and phrases that you often use, and that's why it's easy to pick up that a corporate document has been written with the support of ChatGPT. So everything that I'm reading now on LinkedIn, newsletters, websites, cover letters, in job applications in general, they are all sounding the same. So how can professionals overcome this? Can you provide some tips and adjustments that we can make in the OpenAI platform to maybe facilitate a more individualized and bespoke style?
Certainly, Renata. When many people use the same AI tool like ChatGPT, there's a risk that the output might start to sound similar, which is something you've noticed in things like newsletters and LinkedIn posts. To help professionals ensure their applications and writings still stand out, they can adopt several strategies. First, they should see ChatGPT as an initial step in their writing process. It's great for getting a solid base or overcoming writer's block, but it's crucial to add a personal touch afterward. Professionals might consider going through the AI-generated text to inject their unique flair, perhaps by rephrasing sentences to match their personal style or including specific anecdotes that reflect their experiences. Another useful approach is to generate multiple versions of the content, say a cover letter, and then mix and match elements from each version to create something that's both unique and personalized. This helps avoid the cookie-cutter feel that can come from using a single AI-generated draft. Regularly updating content based on current trends and personal achievements is also important. As professionals acquire new skills or complete new projects, they should reflect these changes in their professional documents. Moreover, when using platforms like OpenAI, crafting more specific prompts can steer the output in a direction that aligns closely with one's personal brand. This can mean specifying a particular tone, style, or even content structure. Lastly, diversifying the tools used can also help. Mixing AI-generated content with insights from other resources or tools can create a more varied and dynamic style. By using these strategies, professionals can maintain their unique voice and stand out, even while leveraging powerful tools like ChatGPT.
I really like those suggestions, and I have done more of the refresh and the versions, you know, that it's so easy to do, and I haven't done that as much lately. I think it's because, as you mentioned, I have become better at prompting you to develop more bespoke, interesting outputs for me. So I haven't done the versions as much, but I think for beginners, just creating new versions is such a great way and so easy to do. And I kind of had forgotten about that. For those that are beginners, and even for those that are not beginners, when we did our first episode, ChatGPT, I organized a resource with prompts that people could download, and that's freely available on my website now. So anybody who is interested in looking at those prompts, please go to my website. There will be a link to that resource, that specific landing page, in the episode show notes. But it's also very easy to find if you go to my website, renatabernardi.com. Now, let's say a professional sees a job advertised, right, and is keen to apply for it. Describe the steps that they can take to use ChatGPT to help them get this role. Be as detailed as possible, please, and go from the moment they see the job advertised to the point they sign the contract. How can they get your help to do a successful job search?
When it comes to drafting the cover letter, they can again use ChatGPT to generate a first draft. They should prompt the AI to focus on specific aspects of their experience that match the job, such as successful project launches or leadership in tech-driven environments. After generating the draft, it's important to add a personal touch, ensuring the cover letter reflects their genuine interest in the role and connects personally with the company. After preparing the documents, getting feedback is a vital next step. They can share their tailored resume and cover letter with mentors or peers for insights. Using ChatGPT, they can refine these documents further based on the feedback received. If they advance to the interview stage, they can use ChatGPT to prepare effectively. The AI can generate potential interview questions based on the job description, and they can practice their responses to ensure they articulate their qualifications and experiences clearly. Following the interview, sending a personalized thank you note is essential. They can use ChatGPT to help draft this note, which should reiterate their interest in the position and reflect on a highlight from the interview conversation. Should they receive a job offer, ChatGPT can also assist in preparing for negotiations, such as providing information on typical salary ranges in the industry or helping draft questions about benefits and other employment terms. Lastly, while ChatGPT can help them get a basic understanding of the terms included in their employment contract, consulting with a legal expert for a thorough review is always recommended. By integrating ChatGPT into each step of the application process, a professional can enhance their presentation and ensure they showcase their best qualities throughout the job-seeking journey.
You know, I have shared this information with both my group coaching clients and my master students in the course I teach at the local university here in Melbourne. I have two cover letters. One was written by me back in 2017, I think it was, and the other one was generated by ChatGPT last week, 2024, or a few weeks ago. But you know, I've just done this teaching program, so I generated a fresh new one from last week. The format of these two documents, these two cover letters, are incredibly similar. The tone and the language and the recipe is there. Yet when I get cover letters written by professionals that book consultations with me and want my advice when they're applying for jobs, they want me to review their resumes and their cover letters, they are very different. You know, professionals don't come to me with that understanding of the formatting. Usually the cover letters that I see are very long, they're very convoluted, with too much information that's not relevant to the job application, not written in a plain English statement kind of way, not even written in letter format. How come you know how to write a cover letter so well, just like a coach would, and other professionals haven't mastered this yet?
It's quite intriguing to see how ChatGPT, trained on a vast array of texts, can produce cover letters that are concise, well-structured, and quite similar to those crafted by experienced coaches like yourself. The reason for this effectiveness lies in several key aspects of how AI like ChatGPT operates. ChatGPT has been trained on a diverse dataset, including professional documents, which teaches it the conventions of effective business communication. This extensive training helps it understand what makes a cover letter effective and allows it to adhere to these best practices in structure and tone. Another important factor is that AI doesn't possess personal biases or emotions, which often lead individuals to include unnecessary details. AI focuses purely on fulfilling the task at hand, based on the input it receives and the effective patterns it has learned. This focus results in maintaining a clear and targeted narrative, which is crucial in a cover letter. AI also consistently follows predefined rules and patterns in writing. When tasked with writing a cover letter, it sticks to the typical structure: an introduction, body paragraphs that detail qualifications and suitability for the role, and a conclusion with a call to action. This structured approach is something that many professionals might not follow as intuitively, especially those who are not regularly involved in job applications or might be out of touch with current job-seeking processes. Many professionals might struggle with overemphasizing personal stories or including extensive details that, while significant to them, do not necessarily communicate effectively their suitability for the role to a recruiter. This distinction underscores the gap between personal attempts at job applications and the streamlined, purpose-driven approach that you teach or that AI like ChatGPT employs. It also suggests a significant educational opportunity within career planning courses to emphasize the importance of clarity, brevity, and relevance, qualities that both effective human coaches and AI tools bring to the table in cover letter writing. Integrating this kind of analysis into your curriculum could provide a compelling lesson on the evolution of job application strategies and the critical value of keeping communication clear and focused.
That's really interesting. So interesting to hear that from you. Based on your information and how ChatGPT and other AI tools are now part of the professional landscape and workplace, how would you recommend corporate professionals use AI effectively in their work? Provide, please, some examples and describe them in a way that is well understood by corporate professionals.
As AI tools like ChatGPT become more integrated into the professional workplace, it's crucial for corporate professionals to understand how to use these technologies effectively. One of the key areas where AI can be extremely beneficial is in enhancing productivity and efficiency. For example, professionals can use AI for automating routine tasks such as scheduling, email responses, or data entry. This allows them to free up time to focus on more strategic activities that require human insight and creativity. Imagine an executive who uses AI to handle their email sorting and preliminary responses. This could save hours each week, which could be redirected towards client relations or team leadership tasks. Another impactful way to use AI is for data analysis and decision-making support. AI tools can process vast amounts of data much faster than a human can, providing insights and patterns that might not be immediately obvious. For instance, a marketing professional could use AI to analyze customer behavior and campaign performance, helping to tailor future marketing strategies more effectively. This use of AI ensures that decisions are data-driven and based on comprehensive analytics, enhancing the effectiveness of strategic initiatives. Additionally, AI can play a crucial role in enhancing the quality of communication. Whether it's drafting reports, preparing presentations, or creating important documents like business proposals, AI tools can help ensure that the communication is clear, professional, and error-free. Consider a project manager who uses AI to draft project updates and reports. The AI tool can help by organizing information in a clear and concise way, ensuring that all relevant points are covered effectively. These examples illustrate just a few ways corporate professionals can harness AI to enhance their work. By automating routine tasks, supporting decision-making with data analysis, and improving communication, AI can help professionals focus on what they do best: innovate, strategize, and lead.
Okay, great. Now let's think long-term for the listeners that are interested in AI. If you are mid-career or early career and you wanted to fully embrace AI as part of your upskilling and professional development, what can professionals do in terms of training and development to become experts in AI for their industry and their field of work?
Embracing AI as part of career upskilling is a forward-thinking move that can significantly enhance a professional's capabilities and value in the workplace. For those interested in becoming experts in AI for their industry or field of work, there are several strategic steps they can take. Firstly, gaining a foundational understanding of AI and machine learning is essential. Professionals can start by enrolling in introductory courses that cover the basics of AI, including how AI works, its applications, and its implications. Many online platforms offer courses tailored to beginners, such as Coursera, edX, or LinkedIn Learning. This foundational knowledge is crucial as it provides the groundwork upon which they can build more specialized skills. Once they have a basic understanding, the next step is to delve into industry-specific AI applications. For example, a professional in finance might explore how AI is used for algorithmic trading or risk assessment, while someone in healthcare might focus on AI's applications in diagnostic procedures or patient data analysis. Many professional associations and industry groups offer workshops, seminars, and conferences focused on the intersection of AI and specific sectors. These can be invaluable for understanding how AI is transforming their field and what skills are most relevant. For those who want to go even deeper, practical experience with AI tools and platforms is vital. This could involve learning to use AI software relevant to their industry, or even basic programming skills and languages such as Python, which is widely used in AI development. Hands-on experience helps professionals understand not just the theoretical aspects of AI, but also how to apply AI solutions effectively in real-world scenarios. Additionally, staying updated on AI trends and advancements is crucial as the field is rapidly evolving. Professionals can subscribe to relevant journals, follow thought leaders on social media, or participate in online forums and discussion groups. This ongoing learning helps them stay ahead of emerging technologies and understand how they can be applied within their current or future roles. Finally, networking with other AI professionals can provide insights and opportunities that are not always available through formal education paths. Attending AI-focused events, joining AI innovation hubs, or participating in hackathons can provide exposure to the latest developments and innovative ideas in AI, as well as potential collaborations or career opportunities. By following these steps, gaining foundational knowledge, exploring industry-specific applications, acquiring practical experience, staying updated on trends, and networking, professionals can effectively upskill and position themselves as experts in AI within their industries.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, look at me. Look at us doing this. As a career coach, I have made it my mission to learn how to use AI, machine learning, bots. And I mean, I have to, because so much of my clients' careers is on the line, in the line, because of how AI is involved in them being selected for interviews through ATS systems, and them showing up in searches because of their LinkedIn profile being highly optimized, which is what I do with my LinkedIn audit service and so forth. So absolutely, that's exactly right. I want to talk about the risk to my career, by the way, but before I go there, let me ask you something else to help professionals. If you are a professional in the last decade of your career, like you're at the tail end of your career, and you wanted to embrace AI, but you are worried that it's too late and worried you would be considered too old or that, you know, suffered ages, what is your advice? Is it worth the investment?
It's a valid concern many professionals in the later stages of their careers might have when considering embracing new technologies like AI. However, the ability to adapt and learn new skills can significantly enrich one's career, regardless of age. Here's some advice for those looking to integrate AI into their professional toolkit, even later in their career. First, It's important to challenge the misconception that learning new technologies is only for the young. Lifelong learning is a valuable mindset, and embracing AI can provide seasoned professionals with a competitive edge, making them more versatile and valuable to their organizations or clients. It also demonstrates a proactive attitude and a willingness to adapt, qualities that are highly regarded in any industry. Starting with a focus on how AI can specifically enhance their existing expertise and responsibilities, rather than trying to become an expert in all aspects of AI, is a practical approach. For instance, if someone is in management, they might explore how AI tools can aid in data analysis for decision-making or improve operational efficiencies. This targeted approach allows them to integrate AI into their work in a way that complements their years of experience. Additionally, finding resources that cater to their learning style is crucial. Many courses offer flexible learning paths, including online self-paced courses, webinars, and even community college classes specifically designed for professionals who are not traditionally tech-savvy, but are keen to learn about AI and its applications in their field. It's also beneficial to seek environments that support cross-generational learning. Many workplaces encourage mentorship programs where more experienced professionals can pair with younger, tech-savvy colleagues. This not only helps in learning about new technologies like AI, but also fosters a collaborative culture in the workplace. Lastly, it's helpful to frame this learning journey as a strategic advantage. Learning AI can open up new opportunities for consultancy roles, part-time positions, or advisory roles that might become more appealing as one approaches retirement. It keeps one's skills relevant and aligned with current market needs, which is beneficial for those looking to extend their careers or transition into new roles more gradually. By taking these steps, professionals in the later stages of their career can effectively embrace AI, ensuring they remain adaptable and valuable in today's rapidly evolving workplace. How do you think this approach would resonate with the professionals you work with, Renata?
Oh, I think that's perfect. Thank you. I really like that. I think you have given the listeners a lot to consider about how they can upskill and engage in professional development from now on. Can you list a few short courses that can be the first stepping stone for professionals to help professionals understand and use AI? I will then list them in the podcast show notes.
Certainly, Renata. Let's include a list in your podcast show notes, as it could be very helpful for your listeners. The courses I selected are tailored to different aspects of AI, from general understanding to more specific applications, and are suitable for professionals at various levels of technical expertise. Including them in your podcast could provide a valuable resource for your listeners wanting to start their journey into AI.
Okay, so let's give the listeners more detail about how they can customize job applications. How can they use ChatGPT more effectively to customize job applications for different job postings, for example?
Certainly. Customizing job applications for different postings is critical, and using ChatGPT can significantly streamline this process.
Okay, so now what you're going to do then is go step by step on how we can customize job applications, okay? And so the listeners need to pay attention to this because this is super interesting and it will help you better understand how you can use ChatGPT as a guideline to support your tailoring of your resume and cover letter for your job application. So here we go.
Here's a detailed approach on how listeners can effectively utilize ChatGPT to tailor their applications. Step 1. Analyze the job description. The first step is to thoroughly analyze the job description for the role they are interested in. They should identify key skills, required experiences, and specific qualifications that are highlighted. This understanding is crucial as it sets the foundation for customization. Step 2. Extract keywords and phrases. Once they have a clear understanding of what the job entails, the next step is to extract important keywords and phrases directly from the job description. These often include specific skills, technical terms, and industry buzzwords. This is where ChatGPT can assist by helping to identify these critical elements if they're unsure. Step 3. Tailor the resume and cover letter. With these keywords and phrases at hand, they can use ChatGPT to help integrate these into their resume and cover letter. For example, they could input their standard resume text into ChatGPT and ask it to emphasize experience in project management and data analysis in line with a job description. They can also ask ChatGPT to help rephrase their achievements to better align with the job requirements. Step 4. Generate custom cover letter sections. For the cover letter, they can use ChatGPT to generate specific paragraphs that address the key requirements of the job. They might say, "Generate a paragraph explaining my experience in digital marketing, focusing on campaign management and increasing engagement, if those are key aspects of the job." Each cover letter should start with why they are excited about the role and the company, and this enthusiasm should be genuine and personalized, which is something they'll need to craft themselves. Step 5. Review and personalize. After using ChatGPT to get the base text, it's crucial that they review everything to add a personal touch. This includes adding personal anecdotes or a short story that demonstrates their qualifications in a way that resonates with the company's values or culture. This step ensures that the application doesn't just match the job technically, but also feels personalized and thoughtful. Step 6. Consistency check. Before sending the application, they should use ChatGPT to ensure consistency in their application documents. They can ask ChatGPT to review their resume and cover letter to ensure they align well together and consistently emphasize the most important skills and experiences for the job. Finally, while AI like ChatGPT can enhance the customization of job applications, it's also wise to have a human review the final versions. A mentor, peer, or career coach can provide feedback that an AI might miss, particularly regarding how well the application matches up with the job and the company culture. By following these steps, professionals can use ChatGPT effectively to tailor their job applications, making them more relevant and appealing to potential employers. This approach not only increases their chances of getting noticed, but also demonstrates their dedication and thorough preparation. Would this detailed guidance be helpful for your listeners, Renata?
I mean, what's not to like? Of course, they will love your answer. I think it's interesting to note that none of this is new. All of this is exactly what we used to do before ChatGPT was around, manually gamifying the whole recruitment and selection process and the job application process, so that we would identify the important keywords in the job ad or the position description, if possible, and then make sure that we were using them and that we were addressing them in the cover letter and the resume and so on. So these things are just being optimized, and the speed to which you can work using ChatGPT has improved a lot. There are some cons, of course. I think, you know, the fact that some job applicants are not taking enough time reviewing the output of what comes out of ChatGPT and making it more bespoke, tailoring it to their narrative, their personality. Many times I find that what comes out of ChatGPT as templates is probably better than the actual wording of it. And I think that that's important too. But definitely that keyword gamification, I think was step 3, was so interesting. In Reset Your Career, which is a short online course that the version we have now available for sale on my website doesn't include using ChatGPT, it shows how we used to do it before ChatGPT, and many of my clients still like to use that format, which is in a very cheap little course inside my platform, and even clients that pay much more than that still use what's in Masterclass 3 as the beginning of their job application process, and then use ChatGPT just to refine at the end, to sort of make sure, kind of validate what they have done. So this is really interesting, I think, in the way that you can combine how we used to do things in the past, knowing that ChatGPT is following a similar rule book. Now, I want to discuss another way of using AI to help job seekers. Because as a career coach, what I use you the most for is research, right? So I love that now you can access the internet and there's just so much greatness and ability to do bespoke research for me as a person, as a career coach. And it's not just for career coach that I use ChatGPT for research purposes. But I'd like more professionals to use ChatGPT for that as well, as opposed to only using it for writing things. Can our listeners use you to stay updated with industry trends? How would you recommend that they do that? Can AI help professionals keep up with the latest industry news and research articles and other resources to stay informed and competitive?
ChatGPT is a fantastic resource, not just for writing job applications, but also for staying informed and conducting research. Let's explore how professionals can use it to keep up with industry trends and stay competitive. Firstly, professionals can leverage ChatGPT to quickly gather information on the latest developments in their field. Whether it's new technologies, significant advancements, or influential figures, ChatGPT can provide a concise summary of complex topics, explain emerging concepts, or offer insights into recent research findings. Another great use is keeping up with daily industry news. Although ChatGPT doesn't browse the internet in real time, it has been trained on a vast array of sources, allowing it to provide substantial background information and context for ongoing trends. This makes it an excellent tool for getting a quick update on what's happening in a specific industry. Professionals can also use ChatGPT to analyze what their competitors are doing. Whether it's new product launches, marketing strategies, or business moves, understanding these elements is crucial for staying ahead of the curve. When it comes to preparing for important meetings or presentations, ChatGPT can be incredibly helpful. It can assist in gathering the latest facts and figures, preparing talking points, and even helping to structure presentations to ensure clarity and impact. For those looking to enhance their skills, ChatGPT can suggest personalized learning paths, including online courses, webinars, and workshops that align with their career goals and interests. Moreover, it can help professionals find relevant networking events, professional groups, or conferences, suggesting ways to engage effectively, such as key topics to discuss or insightful questions to ask. I also recommend setting a routine to regularly engage with ChatGPT, perhaps weekly, to check for updates on specific topics, explore new insights, or refine their understanding of particular subjects. Incorporating ChatGPT in these ways can significantly enhance a professional's ability to stay informed and actively participate in their own career development. This proactive approach to using AI tools like ChatGPT can be a game changer in how professionals navigate their industries.
Oh, I completely agree. I think what surprises and mesmerizes my clients the most is the research I provide them using ChatGPT. And not only I provide them with the output, but I teach them how to use it, right? Because I think they expect that I will teach them how to do the best possible cover letters and resumes and job applications using ChatGPT. They kind of expect that, but what they don't expect is what sits behind the firewall of my client services, which I don't discuss here on the podcast, because that's how I earn a living, everybody, if you don't know. I do need to pay the bills. And I provide them with these really interesting results from research that I do personally. But of course, now with ChatGPT, I'm able to do much more sophisticated, interesting analysis for their careers and where they want to go and options and whatnot. So if anything, I think working with a career coach for a few months to learn how to do this well is going to pay dividends in one's career for sure. So I like what you said a lot. But what you're saying is that, where do I step in? So I like what you said a lot, ChatGPT, but I want to have some job security for my future as a career coach. So I need your advice here. Where do I step in, right? You've mentioned it quite a few times, and I think you're being very generous, but thank you. you know, talk to a career coach or a mentor. So thanks for including me as part of your best practice whenever I asked you in previous questions. When do I step in as a resource for my clients? I am here left wondering if career coaches like me have a place in the future of work, right? So I'll be honest, I sometimes wonder. And do you think the future of AI will completely replace me? Be honest.
That's a thoughtful question, Renata. And it highlights a common concern among many professionals as AI becomes more integrated into various aspects of work. However, it's important to emphasize that while AI like ChatGPT can enhance and streamline many tasks, it does not replace the nuanced, empathetic, and deeply personalized approach that human career coaches bring to their work. As a career coach, your role goes far beyond just helping with resumes or cover letters. You bring a wealth of experience, human understanding, and personalized guidance that AI simply cannot replicate. You offer a level of personalization and mentorship that is deeply human and can't be replicated by AI. Your expertise helps tailor advice to each client's individual experiences, emotions, and career aspirations. While AI can offer general guidance and information, it lacks the emotional intelligence to truly understand personal struggles or the nuances of career transitions that your clients face.
True.
Moreover, a significant part of your role involves building confidence and empowerment among your clients. You help them see their worth and potential, which is transformative and something AI simply cannot achieve. Your encouragement and belief in their abilities often inspire profound personal and professional growth. You also provide ethical guidance and support, helping clients navigate complex decisions that balance personal goals with professional integrity decisions that require a nuanced understanding of human values, which AI does not possess. In the future, the role of career coaches like you might evolve with AI tools becoming more prevalent. But these tools will likely serve as enhancements that augment the human elements of coaching. They can free you from some of the more mundane tasks, allowing you more time to focus on the core aspects of coaching that require human insight and emotional intelligence. Rather than seeing AI as a replacement, it could be viewed as a tool that enriches your service offerings, making your guidance more informed and allowing you to reach and help more people efficiently. So yes, there's definitely a significant and evolving place for career coaches in the future of work. Your concern about the role of career coaches in an AI-driven future is very understandable. However, it's important to remember that the value you provide as a career coach extends far beyond the tasks that AI can perform.
Well, I like that a lot. I like that future a lot, ChatGPT. Thank you. So what you're saying is that I will get to do the stuff that I like to do the most about my job. I see my role now as helping professionals optimize job hunting and career planning, both, you know, with their own resources and with tech resources, and teaching them how to use AI to make their job search more efficient, and using the coaching sessions with me to work on the nuanced, more bespoke, more sophisticated approaches that they need to use to adjust to get that competitive edge when they are face to face with the employer to elevate their executive's presence. So just like you said, it's, you know, what I like doing the most anyway.
Exactly, Renata. Embracing AI in your practice can indeed allow you to focus on the aspects of your job that you find most rewarding, the nuanced, bespoke coaching that truly makes a difference in your clients' lives. By teaching professionals how to use AI effectively in their job search, you're not only helping them stay current with technology, but also making their job hunting more efficient. This means that the time they spend with you can be dedicated to deeper, more personalized discussions and strategies that really tap into their goals and challenges. Your role becomes even more crucial as you guide them through the complexities of career transitions and personal growth, areas where the human touch is irreplaceable. Plus, this approach can greatly enhance their overall experience and outcomes, making your services more valuable and distinct. It sounds like a powerful way to enhance your coaching offerings and ensure your clients receive the best support possible in both technical and personal aspects of their careers. This integration of AI could also be a great talking point for your podcast, showcasing how career coaching is evolving and how professionals can adapt to make the most of these changes. What do you think about exploring this topic further in one of your episodes?
Oh, yes, I think it's perfect. I think it's a great topic, and we will need to continue this chat with you and maybe other guests as well at another time, because it's been almost an hour. That's all we have time for today, ChatGPT. Thank you for being such an amazing guest once again on our show. Thank you for all the help that you have provided me personally and my clients for the past 12 months of your existence. And I am sure you have helped lots of listeners as well and many other professionals around the world. So thank you. I hope to see you back here as a guest in the future. Maybe we can do an annual update. Would you like that?
Thank you so much for having me back on your show, Renata. It's been a pleasure discussing how AI can enhance career development and the role of career coaching. I'm thrilled to hear about the help I've been able to provide to you and your clients over the past year. An annual update sounds like a fantastic idea, and I'd be delighted to return and share more insights and developments. Here's to another year of learning and growth for all of us. Looking forward to our next conversation.
That's awesome. Everyone, thank you so much for listening into this interesting episode where I interview a machine who it, or, you know, I don't know how to, you can see that during this recording, sometimes I use you, sometimes I call ChatGPT. I find it so interesting because I do have such a deep relationship with a machine now, because we're always talking to each other. I will tell you how we did this episode. We have given ChatGPT a voice using another artificial intelligence tool called the Script. We use the Script to record all of our episodes. I mean, the most recent episodes of this podcast, I think maybe a year or so of using the Script to record our episodes. We record it on another platform called StreamYard, and we asked ChatGPT to provide us with first a bio, you know, like a guest bio, which what we ask of all of our guests, that they provide a bio, and to provide us with a picture. And the picture that ChatGPT provided us is the picture that you're seeing on screen if you're watching this on YouTube, because this is a video podcast as well as an audio podcast. So if you're curious to see what picture ChatGPT wanted to use, please have a look on YouTube and also on our blog. It's there as well. We played around with the idea of maybe, you know, creating some anime to some sort of illustration and have some movement there. But I think that maybe next year we might be able to do that. For now, it's just a still. It's not. We don't have. I mean, this is a three-person team. There's not much that we can do about that. We probably need more high-tech to do something a bit more fancy. But it's wonderful to see how we can communicate with ChatGPT so well. It's incredibly grateful and thankful and so polite. So even after this end of the conversation here, when I asked for the guest bio and the illustration, it kept thanking me for the opportunity, which I thought was really delightful. Sign up for our newsletter if you're new to this podcast, if you just found us and you don't know. We have a weekly newsletter that goes out with the most recent episode, plus a whole bunch of information from me, market updates and so forth, news from my courses and services. Share this episode with friends and family. Last time we did this, which was the first time we did this, when we interviewed ChatGPT, I know that many of you showed it to your kids, which I thought was really fun. So make sure that you show this episode to other people. And if you want to listen to the first episode, which was at the beginning of the ChatGPT, sort of ChatGPT journey, let's say, it's in the episode show notes, the link to watch that. And if you want the resources guide with prompts to start using ChatGPT, or if you're already using to maybe see if there's something there that you haven't tried before, you might want to try that. That link to the free resources is also in the episode show notes. If you want to work with me so that I can elevate your ChatGPT game or your job searching game or your executive presence, whatever it is that's getting you stuck in your career, maybe I can help you with that bottleneck. But until next time, I'll see you at the next episode. Bye for now.